Right now, though, it is time for us to check sports. It is time for us to check sports with Mike Kazi, the soothsayer. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Let's go back a couple of months. Let's go back really to the end of last year and to the winter time when people were talking about the Yankees pitching rotation. And what did you predict? Who did you predict would have surgery?
Severino.
Yep. Tommy John.
Guess what?
What?
It's here.
Yeah.
Yep. Told you that last year.
Yeah.
They sat him out for the whole year. Didn't find anything. How? I don't know. They made him come back at the end of the year. He did a little bit. And then, what is it, a week and a half in spring training, he's shut down for the year, getting surgery this week. See you in the middle of 2021.
Yeah. And Tommy John surgery is not as scary as it used to be, but still, it's a big surgery. And the recuperation process from it is incredible.
And not only that, so he's out till 2021.
Yep.
Middle of 2021. He didn't pitch last year. For all intents and purposes, he didn't pitch last year. He didn't pitch this year. So he's going to be out for the better part of 2.5 years. Is he going to be able to come back from that?
Yeah. Well, for him, you hope so.
Well, you know, I'm not to sound like the Grinch, but no, he has nothing to worry about. he's made a lot of money, so financially he should be fine. Career-wise, who knows? But you know, just imagine if this was the Mets, that this happened to the Mets, and you know, you could pick DeGrom, Syndergaard, whoever you want. The media would be crushing the Mets that they let this happen. But the Yankees get a pass on it. It's no big deal. Yeah, he's hurt, but he's going to be fine. It's just the approach to the story that's being taken because it's the Yankees and not the Mets that makes me scratch my head. They'd be putting the Mets through the hibachi if this was the Mets. But the Yankees get a pass.
All right. Now, other story about baseball. How many Houston Astros have been hit by pitches so far this spring training season?
I know for the first game, Altuve almost got hit.
Six.
Yeah.
Six.
You don't hear that on the news, do you?
Six.
This is spring training. This is going to get bad.
Yeah. Six.
I mean, the Astros are going to all of a sudden say, the hell with this. They're going to take matters into their own hand, and then they're going to be given another black hat to wear. Six. Yep. Six guys got hit already.
Six.
Let's take a poll of how many other teams have six players hit.
But also, let's take a poll of the players that are being hit. Probably some of the players being hit weren't even on the club. Good spring training, first week or so. You know, it's
baloney.
It's but we talked about it. We talked about it, how it was out of control, and it's just definitely out of control.
Mm-hmm. And if you think like the Astros pitchers aren't going to retaliate,
you're crazy.
And the Astros pitchers aren't going to hit four guys named Joe, meaning unknowns. They're going to hit Mike Trout. They're going to hit Aaron Judge. They're going to hit the big guys on your team. And if they get hit in the right spot and chip a bone, they're going to be out for a few months. So who provoked this?
Yeah.
You know, the normal person is going to say, well, if the Astros didn't cheat, well, the Astros got their penalty from the league. It's not for the players to invoke a penalty.
Yeah. All right, so now we go from that, and I've got a wild card story to throw into you, and this is how absurd life is. Now, I was not a great athlete, okay? I was in Little League baseball, I was minor league, okay? I could never make Little League, but I played minor league, and I was terrible. I couldn't follow instruction. I wasn't very coordinated, so I was terrible, but I enjoyed it. I had fun. In basketball, I was pretty bad, but I played on a team that won a championship, and my job was always to stay back by half court to make sure there were no breaks. So I'm not a great athlete, but I've been around. My brothers and sisters were all terrific athletes. I've been around sports a long time. A Florida high school baseball coach was fired this month. You know why?
Nope.
A video was released after his team won the championship. He said a curse word. in the celebration. Okay. Well, thank God somebody with a brain got him reinstated, and he just apologized. Anybody who's been around sports, high school, I'll even say high school, when you get the team celebrating a championship, hey, things like that happen.
Hey, I remember an event that took place on national TV when Obamacare was passed. Joe Biden dropped the F-bomb right on TV. He didn't get fired. So you're firing a high school coach because of the language. Well, maybe then if you had cameras and microphones on the team the entire year, they wouldn't have had a team, because I would bet my last dollar that pretty much there was a lot of cursing going on amongst the players themselves.
Well, it's not only
it's
that.
It's just the nature of the beast.
And when you're a championship team, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School football team, I think it was 1990, went 10-0, a perfect 10-0, and went to the state championship game. Lost to Ansoni eventually. But the coaches, Mike Guy was the head coach, Mike DeMazza was the offensive coach, okay? This team, I mean, if you were at practices, if you were at the games, this was, hey, a lot went on. But parents knew it. Parents knew it. It could never happen again up here because the administration would look at sports differently. But this is what happens in high school sports.
The parents have no stones to throw, because when I stand on the sideline to go watch another team play or something, there's nothing but F-bombs dropping out of parents' mouths.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So, anyways, those are my stories. You have anything you want to throw in there?
Yeah, I was watching some basketball last night, and Kentucky played a good game. They're on top of the SEC. Surprisingly, this could be the best job Calipari did in all his years at Kentucky, because this team was going in 9 different directions this year, and he's got them together and playing well before the tournament. But even more so than that, there was another game going on at the same time, Duke playing Wake Forest, who was, I think, about 3 games under 500, went to triple overtime, and they smacked Duke right in the mouth. Wake Forest coming away with the win against Duke. And it's really noteworthy, not just because Wake Forest beat Duke. Duke beat Wake Forest by 35 the first time around. And I don't know if you remember Danny Manning when he used to play for Kansas.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the coach of Wake Forest. And 3 big teams beat him this year in the ACC by big, big numbers.
Yeah.
He came back to beat all 3 of them the next time they played him. That's a pretty good job by Danny Manning.
Oh, yeah. That's real good coaching.
And a double overtime where this team could have folded up against Duke, didn't fold up, and they ran away and beat him. I think it was like 109-102.
All right.
So a big win for Wake Forest and a big loss for Duke.
And the NFL video review system is in potential trouble. It looks like players and the competition committee want to scrap it. This is video review for pass interference. That's what they want to scrap.
Oh, that particular part of it.
Yeah, that's it, for pass interference.
How about the referees do their job? How about the referees get it right and stop using the review as a crutch, which it wasn't supposed to be? The review was supposed to see if a ball was caught, if it was juggled, if a guy was in bounds. Now it's for bad spots, meaning you don't know where to put the ball on a tackle. I mean, what do these guys get paid to do? Every aspect of what they do on the field is second-guessed and reviewed. So why do you need them for? Just have 2-3 guys sitting up in there watching the game on TV with a little bit of a slower motion, which is going to make the game go longer. But football fans don't care how long their games are. And get things right. That means you could probably fire about 11 people that work each game. That's a lot of money. So these guys get paid a lot of money to make mistakes, to get saved by review, and now they want to get rid of a part of it that they probably need to get things right.
You know what?
Just another reason not to watch football.
You know what they do during the XFL?
No.
When they have a video review?
They have girls dance?
No, they go into the video inside where they're doing the review, and they let you see and hear the whole thing.
Well, you pretty much see it 9 times in a row before they make the decision on whatever network it's on, too, and it's pretty obvious for you to see what they're doing there. But I understand what you're saying. You're in the headphones. You're hearing the decision.
Yep.
Who cares, man?
But anyways, I just thought that was an interesting
story. Get it right the first time.
And
that's like if I'm a teacher and I give a test, and I give the same test 9 times until everybody gets a 95. How's that? Does that work?
That's what we have here in Region 1.
Oh, yeah, that's
a good place. I'm telling you, there's no grades, and if you flunk a test or you miss an assignment, you have a chance to redo it without any penalty.
That's called being set up for failure in real life.
With that being said, in sports,
it is.
I know you're right. I've been fighting it for 3 years.
These kids don't know how good they have it.
Unbelievable. All right.
Can I get a job in that district?
You wouldn't want it.
No, I don't think so.
It's a beautiful,
I'm happy where I am.
It's a beautiful place to live, but the superintendent's a little wacko.
There you go.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports.